So the last point here about chola she'ein bo sakana. So there's one point here brought in Sif Yutes that's referring to a heter chola she'ein bo sakana, a heter to a chola not on Shabbos, a heter to a chola on the weekday. The mechaber in Yutes tells us that bishul akum is mutter to a chola. It's learned from the din on Shabbos. So Shabbos, chola, a guy could do all the, take care of all the needs of a chola. One of the needs of a chola, mistama, is to cook for him. So we see he's mutter and bishul akum. Just could daddy talk just a few minutes about this din. But in general, with a chola, who needs refuah, so what are his din legabe taking medications that have a kashrus problem? So we see here there's a certain heter to a issur d'rabbanan of bishul akum. So there's a Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim tells us another heter, Daf Kaf Hei. Tells us that Ravina was soch barte beguharki de arla. Ravina's daughter was sick, and he rubbed her with guharki of arla, with olives that weren't ripe, and normally wouldn't be used. And somehow there was some sort of form of refuah, and he rubbed them on his daughter. Now arla is asur bahana; you can't get any benefit from it. But Lamaisa, it was mutter because of refuah. So his daughter was a chola, she was Ein Bo Sakana. For Sakana, of course, everything would be mutter. But a chola, even Ein Bo Sakana, has a heter of using an Isser Hanah Shalok Kedarka. I mean, a Taira, it's also to eat Arla, it's also to use Arla in a Kedarka way. But here was Shalok Kedarka, these were olives that weren't yet fit to be used for their oil. So Mimela is Isid Rabbanan, the Makam Chola, it's Mutter. So the Ran tells us a very important qualification there. He says the Heter that's given by the Gemara is Dafka when it's Shalok Kedarka. It's a Heter with a Shinui. It's a Shinui, and that makes it Rabbanan. Isid Rabbanan, but it's with a Shinui. Meaning Arla itself is a deraisa, but Arla with a shinu, shaloka darka hanasan is rabbanan. So by that case, Chazal gave a heter. But an isra fu kedarko, for example, stam yenon, right? A guy picks up a bottle of wine. He doesn't actually pour a tavo de zara, but he picks it up, an open bottle of wine. So the wine becomes asur bahana, asur in drinking it. Mizrabbanan. So Lamaisa, the Ran says, you can't drink that. You can't drink it, because Lamaisa, we never find a Chazal or a matter, a Isid Rabbanan, a Machal Sasur Isid Rabbanan, even for Chola. It's Dafka Shalok Kedarka. Hanos Shalok Kedarka. And the Hezbollah for the Ran could be what we saw in Hilchus Refu B'Shabbos. Hezbollah, as we saw, that when something's done shalok kedarka with a shinui, so will be matter. Sometimes it'll even be matter nesu deraisa. Will be matter cholev kalach yad the makam chola. Bok kedarko, a shvus kedarko, an isur d'rabbanan done the regular way that isur d'rabbanan's done. So the meila, in that case, you're more machmer. That would explain more machmer because there's no hacker. There's no hacker that something special is going on here for refuah. You're doing the isur the same as you'd always do the isur. And the Meila, we're more Machmer. Now what about Bishul Akum? So that's the Kasha. Sifu Tes, the Rash, because the Heter of even Kedarka, even eating Bishul Akum, eating scrambled eggs cooked by a guy in the regular normal way of eating. So the Rash himself answers the Kasha. The Rash says, don't think this is by all Sidrei Banan. Chol is not matter, every Isid Rabbanan can't be matter in Isid Rabbanan Kedarka, but the heter is Dafka Bishul Akum. He says, Bishul Akum is a Shracha Isser. It's an Isser Mishum Chasnas. Meaning, it's not Betzim Achol Sasurus. There's nothing treif about this, even on a Rabbanan level. we don't like the idea of Jews and Goyim hanging around drinking together. We don't like it. So Chazal instituted an Isser Bishalakim of drinking or eating together, cooked food, going over to each other's houses. But it's not Mamash Aser. And therefore, when it's a tzad heter, when it's different circumstances, so don't worry about it. Right? We don't want to eat over at your Goyish friend's house. But the makam chol, if chazal are matter for a chol, so the meila, it's not gonna change anything. You're not gonna go running over to be friendly with your geisha neighbor when you're feeling sick. So the meila chazal are matter. But in general, the rule is that it's awesome. In general, the rule is that refuels that are eating kedarkam with the surim, even if it's rabbanan, it's awesome. Right? So like, let's say, you know, for kids' medication, it's like grape flavor Tylenol, made with real grape juice. Right? So that's an Isser. It's considered kedarko. They're chewing and they're getting kedera chana from the grape juice, which is stam yeinan, it's just rabbanon. So the meila, it's going to be asur, even for a chola, even if the kid's a chola. Right, most pills, right? Most pills we eat, grown-ups eat, most pills would be difficult to eat. And we swallow them without chewing them. If we swallow them without chewing them, then that's considered shalok derech hanasa, that's not derech achila. And the meila b'makam chola will be mutter. So that's what we rely on. That's what we rely on. Every person has a din of a chola, one can rely on taking medicines. Now, if one's not a chola, so then it's trickier, right? You want to take the Tylenol capsule, right? You want to take something with trace ingredients, and the person's not sick, right? Some medications, some things people take, you know, people take Ritalin or other things that come in a gel cap, and it's not a chol at all. So what can one do? What can one do if there's an isser there? Right? If there's an isser, sometimes isser is bottle. But if it's an isser, it's not a chola, so then even shalo kedarko, he can't eat isser. Oh, so sometimes there's a heter. So just speak this out, just for shleimus in yanim. Gel caps. Let's just talk about gel caps. One of the most common problems people run into because it's not bottle derov, and it goes in a lot of medications. Gel caps are made from gelatin. Gelatin is derived from the hides and the bones of novellos or trafe animals, and they make it into a capsule. They derive out of that something. If you eat it straight, it'll taste like plastic, but they're used to make a capsule. So in case of surf, there's still rooms for kula. The room for kula here is that actual trait that you're eating shalokadarka, if you're eating a piece of chazer, and you're eating it shalokadarka, you're eating it wrapped up in a piece of tissue paper. So this is Rabbanon, and it's only Mutter B'makam Chola. Here is an extra tzad of kula, and this is often the case, is that often some of these ingredients are not edible at all. And it's not just shalokadarach achilasan, it's b'chal not edible. Right? It's coming from a bone. It's a derivative of a piece of leather. Completely not edible. You know, for argument's sake, definitely the bone's not edible, and it's a piece of plastic. So mamela, it's not just shaloki derech achilasam, it's b'chol not iser. Right? The din is it says by nevela, the pasuk says that you shouldn't eat mibsara, from the basar you can't eat. But at least on a deraisa level, if one eats a bone of a nevela or a bone of a chazer, so l'maisa midraisa, there's no iser. Right? It's b'chol, it's not the iser, that's not the iser, it's not the basar. That's the raisa. Midrabanan, so most Rishonim, almost all Rishonim really agree that there is an iser. The Gemara says in Chulin that if you eat the bones or the skin of an avela, your putter from Malkos, but mashma that it is aser. But Athal Pekin is a tzad kula. The Mekilim suggested a mahalach of kula here. The Yad Yehuda Simkuf Givel. So he suggests a big kula that many achronim accept. He says, why is it that it's asr? Why is it that it's asr to eat a bone of a chazer? L'maisa is not isr. So he brings a rush that writes that the basic reason for the isr is because of a principle called achshavei. Achshavei meaning really a bone is not basr. You can't eat the basr, you could eat the bone of the nevela. But if you're eating the bone, so that shows that you consider it to be basr. Your achshavei is to be food, and therefore midrabanan, even though it's still not food, it's still not basr, but midrabanan we ask you to eat a bone. Oh, so says the Yad Yehuda that when it's eaten for refuah, you're eating things just for refuah, you couldn't care less. You have no interest. It's not that I think that the plastic capsule is food. I don't think it's food. I'm eating for refuah, so I shouldn't taste the taste of the medicine. I have no interest in it as food. Memela, he argues that that's not achshavei. It's not achshavei, and you're not turning it into food, and therefore he argues that it's mutter even midrabanan. So that's a tzad heter. Not everyone agrees. Shagas Ari Simon Ayin Hay argues. He says that lamaisa, anything that even is completely not edible, even the refu is aser. But that's a big tzad heter. The other tzad heter, just to mention, just so you should know for l'shleim seinin, is that not everything that comes from a treif animal is treif. Right? The gelatin, or Chaim Ozer discusses, right? Not necessarily b'chal zed aser. Right? Generally call yotzi min ha-tame tame. It's not always true. You know, this Gemara and Smur, the end of Smur, the Gemara tells us that if a chick was born from a chicken, that was a treifa. Right? You have a right, we saw it. We saw it 2 weeks ago, right? There's the chickens and there's the egg in there. And but then you check the chicken, you find the chicken was a treifa. Right? So the chickens turns out to be a treifa, and we know that the treifa, when it's a treifa, laid an egg, so that egg came out of Isser. The male of that egg hatches, a beautiful chick grows up to be a nice chicken, but it comes from a treifa. It comes from a treifa, it's coming out of Isser, it should also be within treifa. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says that if something comes from Isser, comes from a treifa animal, but it's changed completely, it's completely changed, and it went through a stage where it's unedible. Gemara says, like the chick, it's completely changed from its original state when it was in the mother chicken, and while it was developing the egg, it was completely unedible. So mamela, the isser goes off. So mamela, very likely some of these derivatives, you know, derivatives, all sorts of things derived from different enzymes and animal stomachs and all sorts of things, likely they cannot be, they wouldn't be asr b'chlal. So at least taking the refuah, even if it's not a chola, so that would be a reason to be matter. Shagas Ari is more machmer, but makom sarach, that's a very strong chola. Okay. Now the last chelek of Hilchos Refuah. So it's the inyan of refuos. What refuos are asr? The shvus of refuah. Yeah.
So I just remember learning that when it comes to basr b'chalav, even if it's eaten shalav, there are still a problem.
Yeah. So basr b'chalav and klei hakerem both have that problem. Yeah, because I had to mention.
Does that come up here
at all? Yeah, that would be important, right? If you know this basr b'chalav, klei hakerem, I don't think it'll happen, but basr b'chalav. So that's also even shalok derech hanasan.
So you need to be mivarer that, like, when you see what goes in the medicine, that it's not basr b'chalav?
I don't know how common it is. That I don't know if you'd have to, like, check into that, you know. Also, the shvus of refuah. What's asr? And there's no heter. There's no sakana, and there's not even a din of chola. There's no heter. We're taking refuah. So, but what is bechla the isser of refuah b'shavus? Right, things that have no malacha associated with them, but just the fact that they're being done l'shem refuah, Chazal tell us that makes an isser. Right, so we have to try to discuss a little bit what's the geder. Right, what's the geder? What does it mean you're taking something for refuah? What sort of conditions consider isser of refuah? And what sort of maisim a person does, are we magdir that as a maisa of refuah? So, there's one very important heter. A big heter is given by the Mishnah. Mishnah Kuftes tells us a rule in refuos is if something's not edible normally, something's not machal briyim, a healthy person would never eat it, so the male, if a person eats it for refuah, it's asur. Because it's clear this is a meister refuah, because it's not something that normally healthy people eat. But if something's edible by healthy people, and it also does refuah, some amela, the Mishnah says, there's no problem. Right? It's chicken soup, if it would cure colds, and some made chicken soup, it's not a problem, because the chicken soup is machal briyim. Happens to be it also cures things. Different types of teas that cure things. But lamaisa, it's not a refuah. And the hesber l'chayr is that even though you're doing the shem refuah, but l'maisa, this is a maisa of onig Shabbos, and your kavana is not enough to turn it into a maisa iser. L'maisa, this is a maisa of onig Shabbos, it's not a maisa iser. Hey, we saw this back in the Gemara Nun Gimel. The Nun Gimel is talking about a person who's achsa dam, someone who has high blood pressure, and he wants to go into a cool pool of water. So the meila, it's just cooling off. People cool off on Shabbos before air conditioning. That was a very normal way to have oneg Shabbos, to cool yourself off. So mamela, there's no iser, right? Not because he's not doing a l'shem refuah. Be'etzev is no different than any other refuah. But la maisa chazal magder, a maisa v'achila is not a maisa of refuah. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo, so he gives a well-known heter that what if the refuah itself is not a food, but you make it a food, you mix it into your food, you take your antibiotic, you mix it into scrambled eggs, and now when you eat the scrambled eggs, your body's getting the benefit of antibiotics, but all you're doing is eating eggs. Now, if you do it on Shabbos, right, if it's on Shabbos, the person wants to take antibiotics and he wants to mix it into his soup, into his chicken soup, that's not going to work. That's not going to work because that itself is your refuah b'Shabbos. The whole thing of refuah b'Shabbos is you can't do refuah on Shabbos. He mixes it into the chicken soup, okay, that's an iser. Mixing it into chicken soup in order to eat the chicken soup, that itself is an iser. But if he mixes it in before Shabbos, so now on Shabbos, he's eating the bowl of chicken soup, looks exactly the same, tastes just like any other bowl of chicken soup. Any normal person would want to eat it. So Mamela, Rav Shlomo Zalman held is no iser. There's a writing from the Gemara, Shabbos Kufches. So the Gemara says there, din, not so clear what the din's talking about, but it says, Shora Adam Kilorim Er Shabbos. Kilorim is some sort of eye drops that are put into someone's eyes, and it helps their eyes. So he could soak the kalorin, prepare it before Shabbos, then nosen al gavi eino with Shabbos, and put on top of his eyes on Shabbos. So the Tosfos Rid explains that the pshat is since before Shabbos he mixes it, he shor it, he dilutes it, and now it looks just like water. It basically looks like water. And he washes himself with it. Doesn't drop it directly to the eyes, but washes it on his forehead, and it drips down into his eyes. So memela, that doesn't seem at all to be a maisa of refuah, and therefore it's mutter. So too here. Before Shabbos, you put the antibiotic into the soup. Mela should make a heter. Rav Moshe was cholik. Rav Moshe thought it's not so pashut. Rav Moshe points out to Rashi. Rashi in the Gemara about Kalurin, he says that no, Kalurin, it's not mamash like water. Kalurin is still Kalurin. And Einachinayim to other people, they might not notice it's Kalurin, but the person himself could tell this is not water, this is Kalurin, and therefore it would be Asr. Rashi says the reason it's Mutter is because it's a hacker. Rashi says the fact that you soaked it, you were mechayev the person to prepare it before Shabbos, that works as a heker. Normally, for kalurin to work well, you soak it right before you use it. Here, you're telling the person to soak it before Shabbos. So Rav Moshe says, that soaking before Shabbos, that takes away from their food, and that acts as a heker. He says, mixing it into chicken soup, that's not doing anything. That's not that's not weakening the medication. That's not changing the enoch and I. We don't normally eat in chicken soup, but it's not a change in the etzem meiser refuah. The etzem meiser refuah is eating antibiotics. You're still eating antibiotics. And Mamela, he held that wouldn't be a heter. So the meiser many rely on Shlomo Zalman. The emes is misvara. I did not hear Rav Moshe well. Because the emes is that Rashi is coming to explain kilurin, that by kilurin, lemaisa's kilurin, you need to have a hecker. So you could clarify that maybe mixing into soup is not the same hecker as preparing the kilurin. Lemaisa, we're talking about something else. We're talking about the antibiotics going into the soup, and the soup, it's not kilurin, it's soup. Right? So the onlooker and the person himself, it looks and tastes and acts as soup. If it looks like soup, it could be there's no need for a hecker. Be'etzim, there's no isser. Be'etzim, what's the isser? You're eating something. It happens to be, without you, this soup wouldn't heal you. But l'maisa now, this is soup that heals. So Mamela is good room to make them. Yeah.
Is what
you're
saying
bottle? So, bottle, I don't mean bottle like isser v'heter tika bittel, but just that it's lost its din of refuah. The din of refuah is doing an action which is muchach that this is for refuah. This action you're doing now is not muchach that it's for refuah. So Mamela, al Shabbos, on Shabbos, you've done nothing showing an act of refuah. So Mamela, that's a heter. So that's a heter. Most of them I saw were fond of the heter. Any refuah that would be awesome, that could be mahal. Now, things that aren't food, there's other things that could do things for a healthy person and for a sick person. Lamashal, someone asked me recently about Listerine. Listerine, so the main reason people use Listerine is for the bad breath. Okay, bad breath is not refuah. Just getting rid of bad breath. But, also at least some people say, Listerine will also kill certain germs, and it will kill germs that kill canker sores. People with canker sores sometimes want to use Listerine as a cure. So could they use that? So on the surface, and I've even seen this in a safer, it should be Pashut's Mutter. Pashut's Mutter, because people who aren't sick use Listerine. This person happens to have a canker sore, but Lamaisa, let him use Listerine, just like he could use it if he wasn't sick. So now, it's not muchach that it's a refuah, and therefore, let him use it. But it's not so pashut. Not so pashut because of Sif Lamed Vav. Sif Lamed Vav, the Torah brings from Tosefta. Tosefta tells us about the din of chewing mastichi on Shabbos. Now mastichi is mastic gum. Now mastic gum, clear on the Tosefta, but I checked it out. This is a known thing ad hayom. Mastic gum is a certain gum that comes from the mastic tree. And it has two things it's famous for. It freshens breath. It really helps people with really bad breath. But the other thing is that it cures gum disease. And in fact, they did studies with mastic gum. They found it cures gum disease and kills bacteria better than the normal medication given. You know, I don't know if you ever had gum disease. They give you, I think it's called dichlorohexidine glutamate or something like that. So they did studies and they found this works better. So it does two things. So it says in the Tosefta that if someone chews mastichi or rubs it on his mouth, rubs it on his teeth, so if he's doing it mishum reich hapeh to get rid of his bad breath, so it's mutter. But if he does it for refuah, so then it's asr. Does it to cure his gums, so mele it's asr. So, it's a strange thing. Right? Some people are doing it just for the bad breath. So why don't we let this guy do it? Okay, he's b'cham for refuah. But lemaisa, it's not muchach. We don't know he's doing it for refuah. So it needs a hesper. We find a Mordechai is brought here, says the same din. He learns from this din of Mastichi, he says about another din. He says that there's a chazan who wants to swallow eggs or some other potion, that will help his voice, will help oil his vocal cords and give him a sweeter voice. So he says it's mutter, just like the mastichi, if he's taking it just to sweeten his voice, to help his vocal cords. But, he says, if he has a maka on his vocal cords, he has some pain in his throat, and he's taking, gargling these eggs to soothe the maka, the pain that's on his throat, so the mela, it will become aser. He won't be able to drink these eggs. So what's pshat? Well, why is that? Well, why is it this aser? Maisa Abari does it. So l'chayr the hesver is, just a lamdish point here, is that the yisoyed why machal briyim is mutter is because it's a machal, it's food, you're eating it. When you're eating something, that's an oneg. It's something that's part of Shabbos. It's part of Shabbos, it's oneg Shabbos. And in Mela, the fact that you have in mind refuah, what's in your mind is batal. You know, the Gemara has a lashon brachas lamar ches. It says that if you eat a food for a fua, it says it's still mutter. And it says, because even though he's the gavra, even when he's eating it for a fua, it says, l'maisa, we view it as if he's lachila kamachavin or a fua memela kahavin. We view it as if he's eating lachila and the fua is coming memela, because it's batal. Your tachlis, a refuah is bottled to the ikur tachlis of food on Shabbos, which is to eat it. We couldn't make an isser on food, on things that are a better on Shabbos. But something that's coming to tikkun, right? Someone has bad breath and they want to be metaking their bad breath. Or the chazan wants to be metaking his vocal cords. He's doing metaking. The tikkun is not refuah, but it's something that's coming. It's not for onik Shabbos, for tikkun. When in addition to that, there's a tikkun of refuah, in addition he wants refuah, so then it becomes asar. Because then Enechinami Abari might do it, but he does it for tikkun, not for oneg. So in Mela, the tachlis of refuah is not batal, and in Mela, it will be asar. Right? So therefore, lemaisa, it could be an iser. This could be an iser. Someone's doing something that be'etzim might be mutter on Shabbos. So healthy people might do it on Shabbos. But if a person does, a person gargles with the Listerine, to cure the canker sore, this mustabra will be asr. Oh, so there's another number of etayim here. Big etayim is being mavar exactly what's considered a fua. So just what we've been speaking about, we see not everything's refua. Bad breath, curing a person's bad breath is not refua. Could have argued it is, right? Something's wrong. Halitosis, they tell you. It's a chronic disease. So, curing bad breath is not called refuah, because that's not refuah enough. Oiling of the vocal cords, making the vocal cords smoother, is not refuah. We find the Sifnem Aleph, another kula. The Torah brings from Shulchan Aruch brings from Shabbos Samach Vav that if someone's a shikr, he's drunk and we want to sober him up. So it says we're allowed to rub on his hands and feet oil mixed with minerals, oil and salt mixed together, and it's something that they had that helped a person to sober up. It's for its mutter, and the Taz says it's mutter because it's not refuah. Right? Refuah l'chayra presumes some sort of sickness, something wrong. This is okay, there's nothing wrong. The guy got drunk, he wanted to get drunk, he drank to get drunk, but now he wants to be sober. Becoming sober is not the same as refuah. Right, so a number of things definitely we could argue are like that. Caffeine pills. Right, so someone needs caffeine for falling asleep. It's good to sleep sometimes, good to be awake sometimes. He wants to be awake, that's not refuah. Ritalin. Right, someone needs help focusing, that's not sick. Birth control when it's mutter, right? Birth control, so it's not a sickness, right? It's healthier to have babies, but it's not a sickness. So the meila, it would not lechayr b'chal refuah. Another thing I thought arguably could be in this klal is with braces. You know, now they have Invisalign braces. Braces go on Shabbos. Right, removable braces that go on and off. So on Shabbos, he's he has a problem. The problem is mouth, overcrowding of teeth, and he's healing it by putting in the, whatever you call it, the retainer, the brace. So l'chayra wouldn't be true. L'chayra wouldn't be true because l'chayra, you know, at least a normal person, a young person who gets braces, generally, overcrowded teeth isn't a health problem. It's a cosmetic problem. So male, a cosmetic problem, you're taking care of your cosmetic problem, that's not refuah. I mean, it's a maisa, but it's not called a maisa of refuah. There's another din along the same lines. We find a din in the Gemara that you see, you might not realize how significant it is. But the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Gimel says a Mishnah there. A Mishnah tells us, remember from when we did Muksa, that it's mutter on Shabbos to use a needle to take a splinter. So the Gemara is bothered taking a splinter. How can you take a splinter in Shabbos? That's a refuah. Can't take out splinters on Shabbos. So the Gemara answers this mifkud pocket. Mifkud pocket meaning taking a splinter, it is helping a person. You have a problem. It's a problem in your body that there is a piece of wood stuck inside of it. You're pulling it out. But that's not a fool because that's called mifkud pocket. You're mechanically removing objects from the surface of your body. We don't call that a fool. The Gemara compares that on Kuf Chaf Gimel to the din that a person is allowed to do apoptizin b'yad. A person who wants to throw up, for whatever reason it is, he's allowed to make himself throw up b'yad. And the Gemara says there, it's mifkud pocket. It's mifkud pocket like the splinter. Right, when it's done by hand, he's moving his hand and it's like he's just taking out the insides of his stomach. So that's not refuah, that's just taking something out. Now, there's another heter, and this is a heter that's a pella. It's a pella, it's a heter, Eglig Tal calls it a pli atzuma. There's a heter that you learn in Ksuvus. The heter of Mapis Mursa. Right? It's brought in Hilchas Refuah, brought in Shulchan Ches. That there's sometimes a heter to cut open a mursa. A mursa is a cyst or some type of pimple, something that's filled with pus. So the Gemara says, Kuf Zayin, Shabbos, and beginning of Ksuvus, that if one's cutting open this mursa in order to get out the pus hurts to have that pus, it creates pressure. If anyone's ever had a cyst, they know what that means, the sort of pain that comes from having the overload of pus. So if it's the Hosi Lecha, it's Mutter. If it's to open it up, to make a path, to make it that it could be open and could air out, so then it's Aser. To make a path, the Gemara says it's a told of Bona, and it's Aser Menataira. But when it's done to take it the Lecha, it's Mlakshe Tzricha Lagufa, and because he just wants to take it the Lecha, the fact that he's left with a path, an entranceway into the Mursa, it's considered Mlakshin Srich Lagufa, it's only Sidrabanan, Mamela Smutter Bemakum Sar. Makum Sar Lukas Rabbanan. Says there's great Tao, he says it's a Pliatsuma. He says, we're learning Hilchas Refuah, we're learning that Refuah, even when there's no Malacha at all, something totally heter, and a person's in Sar. They're in Sar, they want to take a Tylenol. They're not allowed to take the Tylenol. Nothing wrong with the Tylenol, but they're not allowed to take it, because it's a Shvos, even with Makum Sar. And to open up a mursa, to take a delecha, you're going to tell me it's a malachshin tzrich legufa, it's not chayv on Shabbos. Lamaisa, it's healing a person worse than your Tylenol, malachshin tzrich legufa, l'chayr, one of the most chamer type of drabbanon, and you're telling them makom sar lo gaz drabbanon. So what's the hezber? You can see what the Eglig Tal writes. It's very hard kasha, and he gives a teretz. I wasn't satisfied with the teretz. You can look there. The emes is, I don't know why the Eglig Tal didn't say it. The Gemara answers the kasha. I believe the Gemara answers the kasha. On Kuf Zayin, the Gemara, it tells you a mapis mursa is mutter, and the Gemara says it's just like a kotz. Just like you're allowed to take a kotz on Shabbos. So l'chay with the pshat is the Gemara Kuf Chaf Gimel tells you to take a kotz on Shabbos, it's a mifkud pocket. L'chay, that's the pshat by Mapis Mursa. Right, by refuah, we're machmer, we explained we're machmer even makom tzar. But this isn't refuah. Refuah is healing a person. Just taking out pus mechanically with your hand, that's not considered refuah. That's considered taking out a splinter. Taking out a splinter, and memela, it's not begeder refuah. Right, and the other places, sometimes this is a little halachah l'maaseh, maybe mentioned a certain type of suppository that you give to a baby that's having constipation. So it's sometimes mutter for this reason, because it's you know, babies are often has din v'chola. But even that, there's a makam of heter that it's it could be that it's just mifkar pocket and it's not considered malacha. Okay. Now along these lines, this is another heter. Pashut heter. Some kid gets a boo-boo and wants a band-aid. Right? So you're allowed to put on a band-aid. Why are you allowed to put on a band-aid? Pashut? So not so pashut. Right? So it's not so pashut. It's Yerushalmi though that it's mutter. It's born Simchas Zayin. Yerushalmi says it's mutter to put a bandage, an unmedicated bandage, on a wound on Shabbos. Because it's Eino Elkim Shamra. It's just protecting it. It's keeping the maka from getting infected. It's not actually healing anything. But if you actually put something on it that would heal it, that would cause the wound to heal better, certain things, like vitamin D, or that causes the wound to heal better, that would be a problem. But stop protecting it. Protecting it would be mutter. Right, L'chaira, that would also be true about a disinfectant. Right, hydrogen peroxide. It doesn't actually heal anything. Hydrogen peroxide kills bacteria, and if you kill bacteria, that will prevent the person from being sick. So that is mutter. The idea that it's mutter is because what's the issur refuah? The issur refuah we mentioned is predicated on there's a certain level of tikkun to the guf going on in refuah. You're fixing the guf. Mamela. You're just protecting a person, so a male protection is not a tikkun aguf, it's not bechlala, it's a refuah. Okay. Well, so that's the din. This brings us to the maybe the hottest issue in the sugya. L'chaira, according to everything we're saying, al derech kal v'chaimer, if one's not sick at all, someone has no mechesh, they feel fine. And they want to take a medication, so there's no issue, that's not refuah. If you want to take a vitamin, right, you'd like to have more iron or more vitamin C or more vitamin D, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it because you're not sick. You're not sick, it's not refuah. Very pashut, Lamed Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says that all these refuahs are only asur if you have a mechesh. But if an emo mechesh klal, you have no symptoms. You have no problem with you. So the mela, everything's mutter. This is pashut. The emphasis is chayus pashut, because why should it be asur? Right? The isur is of refuah is because maybe you'll have bahala, you'll come to kasam amanim. You're fine. You're not in bahala here. Right? There's no mechesh that you're fixing. Okay, it's good to, it'll maybe make you healthier, it'll help you in some way, but you're allowed to do things you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. L'chaira should be mutter. L'chaira, well, maybe Maris Ayin, but Maris Ayin also not, it's a shvus that's sometimes mutter. L'chaira, l'maisa, it should be mutter. You're taking vitamins. Absolutely mutter. So too, any sort of chronic condition, right? Chronic condition, that a person is not experiencing symptoms, right? It's preventative, right? Different people have different sort of imbalances, you know, the immune system or enzymes in the body, there's a certain imbalance. And if a person doesn't keep his systems in check with a certain medication, things can go off, he can start having symptoms. But right now he has no symptoms. So the main law is Einu Elkim Hashamra. This isn't refuah. He's not sick, it's not refuah. Oh, so l'chaira that should be pashit. But the Magen Avraham. Okay. The Magen Avraham here makes a big room of Esther. The Magen Avraham is cholik on the Shulchan Aruch. He says he doesn't think it's true. He thinks even a bari has an issur refuah. And he brings a makar on Shabbos Kufim Zayin. Gemara says Shabbos Kufim Zayin is a Mishnah. It says that ain't misamlin b'Shabbos. You can't be misamlin. What's misamlin? So machlok is exactly what that means. Rashi says it means massaging, having a massage. Shabbos, the Rambam says exercising. He says the person who worked exercises so much until he starts sweating, he says that's asr. And he says asr because this is a refuah. The Gemara says, Kufman Zayin, the Gemara says, just like it's asr tzimimus amal, it's asr lamal bekar kol shal diumosis. It's asr to stand in the dirt of the river diumosis. Apparently people will take a mud bath inside this river. And says, asr ipnei shem ma'ameles umeraka. It massages and heals the body. Right? Rashi says it's a river that has certain minerals in it, and it has therapeutic properties. So L'chayra, what's this telling us? L'chayra, the Magen Avraham says something. L'chayra, the stimus of the Gemara and the Rambam, sounds like we're not talking about a chola here. We're not saying that a chola who wants to heal himself with by going into Dimosis should not do it on Shabbos. He says a person can't go into Dimosis on Shabbos because it heals. Right? It's not a sick person going in there. Of course, he wants healing. He says, no, even if that's not, you're going in there, it's also because it heals. L'chayra meaning that this is something that people would do because it gives a big health benefit. You know, they go to chiropractors and mineral baths, and there's health benefits to it. And the Gemara is telling us that is considered a fool. It's considered a fool b'Shabbos. And the Melon's Asr. So says the Magen Avraham, Im Kain, Hu Hadin. Maybe everything. He doesn't say who exactly what, but he says, Hu Hadin, this Isra Fuah to the Bari. So what does that mean? So many take the Prima Gadim and the Maxa Shekel. Seems to take at face value that just because you're healthy doesn't mean that you can't do refuah. That there's still something called refuah, and it's asr on Shabbos. Lefi this, many have asrd, V'an Yosef, Mishnah Halachos, others, many have said that everything's asr, even if it's not refuah, because l'maisa, just because the person's not sick, doesn't mean that it's not a refuah. It's still called a refuah, because it's derech refuah, you're taking pills for it, and you're doing it for health reasons, that makes an isra. Oh, has somewhat of a raya, but the very emesis is hard to swallow. Many are machman like this, many lechatchil are machman like this, but hard to totally swallow. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and it's a very long tshuva where he says that we don't have to, it's mutter to take vitamins on Shabbos. And he says, firstly, Ben Riches says he doesn't have the ikus like the Magen Avraham. He thinks the ikus like the Beis Yosef and others, that if there's no mechish, there's no problem, right? And the maisa with the tumasis and the massages, it's all talking about a person who has a problem, right? You know, I guess some people just are always going to massages, right? I've never had a massage, but if I was going to go to a chiropractor, I would have a problem. So Rav Moshe said, it's all talking about people that have some sort of mechash. He says, Avadi says we should be choshesh for the Magen Avraham. He says, he doesn't believe the Magen Avraham could mean what some have taken it to mean. He says, because, yeah, you have to think about it. What could the Isser possibly be? Right? L'maisa, the Isser Refuah is some level of Bahala. Right? At some level, there's a problem that might bring you to Shechikah Samamana. Over here, L'chayra, why is it any different than eating? Right? You take vitamins, the things you need, so you eat. Why should that make an Isser? Right? There's no sickness, there's nothing you're fixing. What allows you to call this Refuah? Right? If Chizuk HaMezek, what they call it, being healthier, is Asr, so what's not Asr? What wouldn't be Asr in Shabbos? Right, L'maisi points out it's b'feirish, that Shabbos is b'feirish, that anything that's enol k'mishamra is mutter. It has to be there's a problem there, and you're healing it. So Meila Rav Moshe says, he says that he thinks the halacha, b'choshes for the Magen Avraham, but only when there's some sort of problem. Meaning, not necessarily a mechesh. It's not a mechesh, but there is a problem that your medication is addressing. Right? A person, how often, and hopefully everyone usually feels 100% good. Okay, but many of us, not most of us, you know, definitely at a certain age, very few of us, do you often feel 100% good? Geshmack. You know, I'm ready to take on the world, right? Whatever a person has, whatever's bothering them that day, you know, whatever it is, you know, you try to think about it. If you think about it, you notice all sorts of things. Oh, you go to your chiropractor, you get your massage, the mineral bath, and you come out, you feel a lot better. Right, so that, we might not call it a mechesh, we might not call it a symptom of sick, but lemaisa, it's doing something. It's a refuah. You can call it a refuah. The vitamins, right? So we take vitamins, we're good, we want to keep our doctor happy, we want to keep ourselves happy, we know this is the right thing to do, this will help protective. But lemaisa is just protective. Lemaisa, it's not addressing an actual mechesh. It's not doing something. There's no actual thing that you see that it's actually doing and healing. And the mailer of Moshe felt that that was mutter. A little bit depends what exactly is going on in the person, right? Sometimes you do take things that sometimes will take nafra fuah, but sometimes, you know, how the person's feeling, you know? Someone's feeling very weak and they want to take an iron pill and they think it'll make them help. I don't think it'll do that. But if there's something that'll actually, let's say a caffeine pill, right? I said, l'chor caffeine, taking caffeine to be awake, that's not refuah. What if a person has a headache, right? People who normally have coffee and they don't have coffee, they have a headache. Right, or nicotine, so can't smoke in Shabbos, and he gets headaches, he doesn't feel well. So the mail of that would already be a mechesh. Right, other things also, you know, different sorts of things, you know, people have some sleeping pills, psychological things. So if they just need it, you know, this medicine keeps them happy, or they want to have a good night's sleep tonight, so they're taking a sleeping pill, so l'chor, that's not refuah. But if they're not feeling well, you know, an insomniac and a mamish, they're losing their sanity, or they any other sort of condition that they really don't feel well. So the Meila, that's already an Isra Fua. Right? Might be mutter because they're a din of a chola, but that would be a heter. Okay, so let's just say one last point here. There's one last room for heterim here that I think could be important. I didn't see really spoken out well, but there's a big heter given on Kuf Chav Gimel. The Gemara gives a heter. Rav Sheshe says it's mutter to be a suvi yanuka. Suvi yanuka, Rashi says the baby's born, things have to be done. Different explanations are showing exactly what it is to somehow like shape the baby or to clear the mouth of the baby, get a fluid from the baby, whatever it is, different things done for the baby. So Rav Sheshe says it's mutter because it's orchei. Rav Sheshe explains it's orchei because every newborn baby has this condition. It's a normal thing for a baby to have. And since it's normal, it's not b'chlav the iser of samaman. It's not b'chlav the iser of refuah. Concept being l'chayra is because there's no b'hala. Right? B'hala, when is there b'hala? B'hala is someone got sick. They contracted something. What's going on? They need cure. But if there's no b'hala, this is the orche, this is regular life as usual, so the mela is a heter. So that could also create a reason for heter, right? I take iron pills every day, let's say, right? I take D every day, because you're supposed to take it, because 95% of people are deficient in D, and if you take it every day, so what are you doing? It's completely orche. Right, it might be a D, but this is urche. It's regular things that the person needs. There's no bahala here, so that should make a heter. I believe Rosh Shlomo Zalman just brought Shmir Shabbos Kehil Chaso Lamed Dalin. Brought from Rosh Shlomo Zalman that he tackled the Nahal Lekav Moshe, he held vitamins for Aser. He says, but if they're vitamins that are needed for the regular nutrients of a person, then they're mutter. So it didn't explain what his lumdus was, but l'chayr, the lumdus is the idea we're talking about. That's something that's a normal, this is the normal needs of a person. This person, he doesn't get enough iron, he doesn't need enough meat for him. See, you have to get it. So male taking it's orchi, it's no shaykhis to iser. If someone's taking a huge dose of vitamin C, you know, 100,000% of vitamin C to cure something, so that could be an issue. But normally, even if you don't take Rav Moshe's heter, that lechayr would be a heter. Sure, that could be a heter for other things also. We mentioned sleeping pills, right? Like people who normally sleep with sleeping pills, if they don't have their sleeping pills, they could be awake the whole night. Right, the other things, nicotine pills, or anything else a person is addicted to. Yesh ladan, that maybe it becomes b'chal urchei. Meaning for them, like a person, at least the way I understand, a person who normally smokes and doesn't smoke, or caffeine, and then he doesn't get his caffeine, he doesn't get these things, and these are things that he needs. This is a part of his body, addicted to cigarettes, your body stops making a certain chemical, and now you need it, you're dependent on it. So melo, it's just a normal need of a person, and it's nothing to do with refuah. So efshe, also there have been extra tzad to be makel to say orchei. At least that could be a tzad, you know, at least b'makel big tzayrich, that could be a big tzad. Okay. All right, Rabbi Say, so we'll stop here. The next year, I think, is going to be the last year for Hilchos Refuah. So Be'ez Hashem Yisparach, keep steiging, and if you're 5:45, we'll be chazak.